In New Hampshire, country stores long have served as informal town centers. They sold groceries and hardware and often housed the local post office. But in the past few years, several New Hampshire country stores have closed, often in the face of competition from big retailers. In a few cases, activists are taking innovative steps to try to save their stores. New Hampshire Public Radio's David Darman reports.
The Canterbury Country Store was open at least 12 hours a day for as long as anyone could remember. Then, suddenly, it closed in December. Town resident and frequent customer Lisa Carlson says it was always a place to pick up a loaf of bread or gallon of milk, and more importantly, it was a central meeting place.
Mostly, I think it's just where people share news, where we tell each other of our joys and share some of our sorrows and find out if our neighbors need a casserole because somebody's sick or chicken soup or drop off forgotten boots. Kids get off their school bus here every day and know that they're safe waiting for their rides or can connect with friends.
Half a dozen New Hampshire country stores have closed in the last 5 years. The Hebron Country Store faced declining sales and increased costs back in 1997. Owner Norton Braley decided then it was time to shut down the place that he had run off and on since 1945.
It just wasn't working. There was several people involved, and we were having trouble. It was a slow time, and I just decided I wanted out.
Braley says his small store had a limited selection of products and higher prices, so it was losing customers to a big supermarket in the area and to Walmart. The Hebron Country Store was closed for almost 2 years until Braley and a few former customers hatched a plan to reopen it. Under the plan, the customers formed the Hebron Common LLC, or Limited Liability Company, and sold 24 shares to local investors at $12,000 per share. Hebron Common LLC Chief Executive Don Gibson says the company then bought the building that housed the store, saving Braley and a partner from paying one of their largest expenses, rent.
We agreed that we would provide the store space to them, that the business of the store would be theirs, not ours. Whether they make a profit or loss is their business, not our business.
A similar arrangement allowed the store in Harrisville to reopen, and activists in Canterbury and Sandwich are hoping to employ the method to save their stores. Another store may become a museum. But not every store can be saved. In some places, country stores have given way to convenience store chains. So far, the store in Hebron has kept going by serving breakfast and lunch. Recently, on a bright, cold winter day, a few loggers lined up at the white wooden counter to order their meals.
Have you got mushrooms today?
Just for you. We went out and bought them.
Good, okay. I'll take a hamburger with mushrooms on it.
No. The patty?
Yep.
Okay.
Half order of fries.
Okay.
Owner Norton Braley watches the loggers from a nearby table. He says the counter is busy now, but it is not busy enough during winter, a slow season at the store. Braley says there are plenty of customers in the summer when tourists come to visit, but he says that season is too short.
I don't want to go through another winter like we are, just struggling every day and trying to meet our bills because there isn't enough people to come in.
Though a few stores are profitable, many country stores in New Hampshire and across northern New England face the same problem. Several store owners in Vermont have joined together to help struggling stores by forming the Vermont Alliance of Independent Country Stores. Organizer Jay Hathaway says the alliance hopes to represent at least 75 stores in coming years, first in Vermont and eventually throughout New England. Hathaway says the alliance will combine orders of its many stores into one big bulk order to earn lower prices from wholesalers. Hathaway says this is the only way to compete with big stores, which have the clout to demand the lowest prices.
In a funny way, we're trying so hard to stay small and successful, but the only way we can stay small and successful is for us to grow as a group to reduce ourselves back down to successful independent stores as members of the alliance.
The Alliance for Country Stores may prove helpful to stores that are financially struggling, and a few stores may find a way to stay competitive. That would save the daily rhythm of life long connected with New England country stores. For NPR News, I'm David Darman in Concord, New Hampshire.